Alice in the middle.
Got it.
I don't see Shannon or Scott, but I wouldn't be surprised if they...
I think we can just go. So I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. We're six, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn the calendar meeting.
Oh, I have business.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do it in the business meeting?
Oh, this is the first part of the meeting still we're at?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw a second somewhere. All in favor? Okay. Unanimous.
Yes.
Now I'm going to call to order our business meeting, 10:14 p.m. Good Lord. Shannon's not here for a role. So,
Deborah Alexander.
Present.
Robert Cruz is present. Jonathan Greenberg. Present. He raised his hand. Katrina Harris is not here now. Fatima Lakhrapli. Thank you. Shannon Lee. Not here right now. Amina Meza?
Present.
Thank you very much. Danny Marr?
Present.
Thank you. Nuala O'Doherty?
Present.
Thank you very much. Chuck Park?
Present.
Thank you. Scott Sharon? Not this moment. And that's everybody we have on our list.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes from the November 10th, 2020 calendar and business meeting and accept them as presented. Do I have a second? Chuck, all in favor?
Yes.
Everybody. Me.
Great. New business. I'm just going to go through this really fast. So I'm getting our next meeting, January 12th, 2021. So there's two things on our new business: summer school and update on technology needs. I don't think we know anything about either of those things, correct? Yeah, Dr. Combasso is saying.
Yes. Yeah, no, we have not spoken about summer school at all. We're still changing all these programs day by day. No.
My new business is I will have the gender equality resolution done for our next meeting. I just couldn't get to it this month. More new business.
So good news. Discovery Toys is making a donation through a group I'm with called Together We Can of educational toys. They're the kind of toys you would normally see at like a the Hall of Science or something, but because the museums were all closed, they couldn't sell them. So they're giving them to students in Jackson Heights, East Elmhurst, Corona. So it's District 30 and District 24. So what I'm asking for is a list from all the schools saying how many toys I think they can give out, since there aren't that many kids actually in the school. So the normal number of kids doesn't work. But there is something like 40,000 toys. So we should be able to cover a lot of schools. They're going to be delivered on Thursday, and we're hoping schools can come and pick them up. They're going to be delivered to Lexington School for the Deaf, and we're going to try to arrange schools to pick them up. If they can't pick them up, then I have to arrange to get them there, just how many toys they want and the age range of the kids.
So Nuala,
mm-hmm.
I sent a list today that I asked you not to post, but it'll tell you how many children each one of the schools are there in blended. So there's your number.
Oh, good.
What else do you need from me?
That's
it's a wonderful project.
Person. I assume just a parent coordinator.
I prefer for the principal. Let's go with the principal right now. Okay. I haven't told them anything about this because I was waiting for you and I to connect again. So here's your numbers. We'll use the principal as our contact person. Or you know what? You can use the parent coordinator, and I'll just let them know that to check with the parent coordinator with this whole piece. How's that?
Right. So what we're asking is if the schools can come to a Lexington School for the Deaf and pick them up, great. If not, then it's my job to make sure they get to the schools.
So, okay. So we want to see if schools can pick them up. You'll give me the list of schools that you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay. So if you send that to me today, tomorrow.
And if I see the numbers, I think I might be able to get every District 30 school.
That's what I thought we talked about. I didn't want to go there.
I just don't want to guarantee until I see the numbers.
I think
I can get to every District 30 school.
So if you look at these are just the elementary, by the way. We don't have our middle schools on there. I can get that for you. But the elementary schools of that list that I gave you, the numbers are accurate. Don't go with the programs. I'm proud that we keep changing these programs to make it better for the kids. So I'll get the middle school number for you. And okay. You want to know... if they can pick it up.
Yeah. And if they can't, we'll make arrangements. But it would be, especially for the bigger schools, it's going to take some effort.
Right. I'm thinking of somebody else that I could ask for help too with this. Numbers, and we want to know who will pick up the toys. So you'll send me the list.
Picking up who I can contact in school with my delivery. It might be the custodian, whoever kind of shows up so when we deliver them.
Right. So you'll stay close with me so we know exactly when these are being delivered. Everybody's quite crazy.
They're being delivered Thursday. So we have all of next week. Lexington School of the Deaf has given us their auditorium for the whole week. So I have a week to distribute them.
Okay. So just keep contact. So this is what I'm writing down that I have to do for you, right? So we're gonna make our parent coordinators our contact person. I'm going to inform the principals. Our middle schools, I'm going to get you the number of children, right?
Yep.
And from each school, who will pick up if they can pick up. If they can't, we'll figure out something.
Right. The contact who I have to deliver to.
Contact to deliver to. So the contact is our parent coordinator from each right. school. Let's keep that consistent. All right. You know what? You have my number. You can call me.
Yep.
I'll send an email out to the principals tomorrow to try to figure out how we're going to do this. But I think it's wonderful. Thank you. And we would love for all of District 30's children to get these toys, at least the elementary piece. You know, I was looking at it today. It's not high numbers without the middle schools. It's numbers, but you'll
right,
see.
The actual toys, I don't know if I showed you them. They're like, some of them are chemistry kits. Most of them are 12 and up. So chemistry kits, magic sets, that kind of stuff.
So that's really better for our older children, what I hear.
Right. So it's best suited for third to seventh, I would say. But I think our position is we can give them to the younger kids and the parents, and they can do what they want with it.
I agree with you 100% there. Okay, so I will get all that information to you by tomorrow afternoon. Give me a minute. I have a few meetings in the morning. Just give me a second, but I will get all that to you. And if you don't have enough, you'll call me and let me know or send me an email, and I'll make sure you get whatever you need.
Yep.
Thank you. I think it's a great thing for all children in the district.
Nuala, did you say that you were wrapped or not wrapped?
They're not wrapped. They're coming straight from the warehouse tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. It might have been a nice community service thing to have like older kids wrap them, but it's too late. Okay.
I have almost 80,000 boxes.
Kids are bored.
But you know, it's a good idea though, Deborah. I might ask the principals if they want to, you know, get a committee together in each school to wrap them. It's always nice to open up a present.
More new things?
That's it for me.
Okay. All right. Then we will see each other in the new year. And let's let all of this cap off 2020 and we start 2021, and it's going to be awesome. Happy holidays to everybody. I love all of your passion, and have a fabulous break if anyone gets a break, and good holidays and happy new year.
Happy
holidays, happy new year.
We have about 9 attendees still here. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God. We got to call it like deadheads, but like, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Deb and Ron, can we put a shout out for our next meeting?
Yeah, sure. January 12th, 2021 is our next meeting.
But we're going to have district planning. We're going to have the school construction authority. And at 6 p.m., we are going to have a Know Your Rights presentation.
We will publicize all of that. It'll be before our meeting. Okay, awesome.
And Shannon made it, and it looks like Scott made it too.
Awesome. I made it in. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You guys have a great evening.
Good mission for the world.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Dr. Composto.
My favorite day of the month.
Happy holidays, day of the month.
This is my favorite time of the month. To listen to all this. Until you guys stop talking over each other. I love you all. Have a happy holiday.
I have a
happy holiday,
still
Scott.
Thanks, everyone.
On me.
All right. I love happy the passion. Day. Keep the passion. Just let everyone speak.
Take care, everybody.
Stay healthy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Oh, Wendy? Wendy's there. And give me 1 second, Gail. Wendy had something in the chat. Thank you, Wendy. Excuse me, I have a question. As a parent, I'd like to know what happened. We were left waiting for a real long time. We went to an executive session to discuss an item, if Wendy's still here, to discuss an item that was confidential in nature, and we didn't want to risk exposing the issue to the public unnecessarily. So we wanted to do our best to have this conversation offline and jump back in as soon as it finished. It just finished about 7 or 8 minutes back. If we were in public, we might have broken off to a different room to discuss it, but since we don't have a Zoom meeting and come back now. So Wendy, if you're still here, thank you very much for your strength and your courage, and everybody for your strength. Yeah, Wendy's still here. Have an excellent, oh, Eloise is here too. On Christian Santa Maria, who spoke earlier. He was the new
Vice President of our President's Council. Go, and Chris.
Yes. A PTA President, you, Vice President. And BB, oh my gosh, this is a great group you got here, Dr. Capasso.
Yes. Blessed.
Excellent new year for everybody. Any plans? Everybody's well? You're doing well, Shannon?
Yes, I'm doing well. Very good. Take it easy. Just hoping everything passes over. Yeah. Wishing a new year well.
Happy Passover. Oh, there's just something to pass over. Shannon.
Happy Hanukkah is coming up on the 10th. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there.
This Thursday night.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be, in, I believe, 8 days.
Don't forget
the winter solstice that night to look up at the sky. They say it's going to be the first Christmas star in 800 years.
Wow.
Yep,
two planets are coming together, and it's supposed to be an amazing night. I am praying for a clear sky.
Well, yeah. What day is that again?
The 21st.
Oh, we're
look up at around 7 to 8 p.m.
7 to 8, the 21st.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could use a change in this year.
Yeah, and can you imagine looking up and seeing something like that? Just like, whoa.
Maybe this year, 2021, going to clean all what we have in 2020.
That's what we pray for.
And we keep hoping, that's it.
Yep.
And together we'll get there.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. C, Gail, Amina, Nula, Shannon.
Thank you. Have a good one, everybody.
See you long, everybody.
Okay. Love you all, guys.
Yes.
Take care, Gail. Take care, everybody.
You are all wonderful, passionate people. That's what I love about you all. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.